Meet the vecinos of Calle Mango through the eyes of 12-year-old Esperanza. Her story tracks the ups and downs we all face during the tricky times of adolescence. We are invited to join the UTEP Department of Theater and Dance as they bring us the stories of Sandra Cisneros' critically acclaimed novel, The House on Mango Street, to life. Show dates are September 22nd through October 2nd, and here to tell us all about it is director Rebecca Rivas. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited about the show.
You picked another big hit.
This is a big one. I mean, this is a huge, I mean, when I read it when I was young, and I mean, it blew my mind then, and I know that's true for so many readers. It's a heavy one.
Yes, to say the least. Now, even if you haven't read the book, you've heard about the book.
Yeah, I mean, lots of people know about it and maybe even have read it but have forgotten, because a lot of the times you read it, you know, I think I read it in like elementary school, like last couple of years in elementary school or so, and so you may not remember, but then I meet people who remember like every chapter and know their favorite ones. Either way though, actually we're going to be selling the book, so if you haven't read it before, we'll be selling it at the show, both the Spanish and English version. So, you know, if you have a worn out version, you need a new one, or if you haven't read it before, you should definitely read it. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. Quick read and jam-packed with all kinds of eloquence.
So let's talk about Esperanza herself, 12 years old, and kind of already knows that she's got to change it up.
Yes, she's so wise beyond her years. You know, I mean, I would never have thought about the things that this girl thinks about, you know? I mean, you grow up and you kind of just accept your surroundings, and that's it, you know? I mean, I grew up in El Paso, so, and I was, you know, raised to love our city and be really proud. So, you know, I mean, it was I never really thought about it, but this girl, you know, growing up in South Chicago, she's looking around and she's seeing all the injustices and she's pointing it out left and right. And even if she can't put a name to what exactly that injustice is, and she knows something's wrong,
something,
you know?
Right.
Yeah. And so then, you know, I got older and then, you know, you start seeing those things. But to see it at 12 is really something.
How do you find the person to play Esperanza? Because you're right, to see that at 12.
Yeah. Well, we've cast one of our students, one of our UTEP students, Nancy Batres. She's actually from Houston, so she's a transplant here to El Paso, and she's fantastic in the role. So she's got a lot of maturity, and she's a smart gal, so she sees all of this. But then that's a new challenge, right? Because you're 20 years old, and you've got to go back to this, you know, preteen mentality, movement life, like all of these things she has to take on. But she's doing a really nice job of it. One little change from the book itself, the script is actually like verbatim.
Really?
You're really watching the play as it was, I mean, not co-written, but it was, you know, Sandra Cisneros is named on it. And so I think, so she had a big hand in it. So a lot goes unchanged. I mean, almost everything is exactly the same.
So what did change?
So older Esperanza, they've implanted this older version of the young Esperanza who's watching these things go on and has this kind of insight about what's happening. So you're getting this kind of mature perspective, but as well as that 12-year-old perspective that has that energy and life and kind of naivete that the younger one still
has. It's got to make sense, right? I guess maybe to make it resonate with the audience, because when you're reading the book, you can kind of come to that conclusion slower.
Mm-hmm.
When you're seeing it, you kind of need somebody to tell you a little bit or prompt you, prod you in the correct direction.
Well, yeah, definitely. And then the way that Ms. Ludwig and Ms. Cisneros decided to do it, you kind of have to have that kind of narrator quality or that character. And Talia does a fantastic job. She teaches over at Bel Air, and we're so happy to have her with us in
now,
the cast.
I'm also understanding that it's a series of kind of vignettes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like just sparks into little kind of instances. What can you put us in? I know we read about bike rides and high heels and gente, but can you tell us a little bit more without giving too much away?
Sure. I mean, it goes right down the line. I think there's only two stories that we don't get to bring to life. For instance, like one of them is she gets, it's called chanclas. And she's...
We all know the chanclas.
Yes.
The flying one is the one I know.
No chanclas fly, but I think her mom probably wants to throw one at her. But she gets all this new clothes. She's going to like a little party, but her mom forgets the shoes. So she has these ugly old shoes, but this beautiful dress. And so she's, you know, being a brat and doesn't want to dance.
Everything's bigger and dramatic when you're 12.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, life and death.
Yeah.
For sure. So she hates her mom. And then they go to this dance, and it's just, you know, it's a dance. People are dancing, like doing salsa, cumbia, and so you see that kind of come to life. You see this boy go over and ask her to dance, and she kind of, you know, shies away and says no. And then finally her tío gets her to, you know,
get up and dance.
Like all our tíos do,
let's
do this, come on. and so you get to see it happen. Like you get to hear the music, you get to see her, you know, deal with all of these things, both the really joyous moments of being a girl and putting on your first high heels and running around with your friends and, you know, getting in trouble. And then, you know, and even the harder stuff she deals with, you know, later in the book. Mm-hmm. So you get to see it all come to life, which is always fun, you know, for when you love a book so much, you always kind of want it to spring to life outside of your own little brain. And so I'm really, really honored that I get to do that with these this fantastic cast. And they are, too. We spent a lot of time just reading and talking about everything, and we all just have a really, really good time.
Does it spark any fear? Do you ever think, oh, what if I really mess up this thing that I love?
Oh, my God, yes. Yes. It's so much pressure. Like, it really is. I mean, the beautiful thing about theater is that it's never perfect.
Right.
Like, never, ever. So, you know, I kind of try and tell myself that. Otherwise, I'll, you know, fixate. But it is tough because you love it so much and you want to do it justice. And I think we are. It's hard to go wrong too, though, you know.
You got good material.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to go wrong with it, also because people love it. They want to see it happen, and hopefully they have a good time. And you know, it's not a movie, so there's also that aspect of it.
Right.
So that's kind of a limitation that I really love, is that, you know, we have to put a car on stage for Louis's cousin, and we can't, you know,
right,
put
like, how
a,
do we do
like
this?
A, okay. You know, one of those old boats, you know,
right.
That used to drive down the streets. Like, you can't do that. So, you know, it becomes doing it creatively with the actors and then allowing the audience to fill in with their imagination, you know, which is not unlike a book, you know.
Right, right.
You're filling it in with your imagination and you're, you know, smelling the smells and hearing the sounds, and we're just kind of nudging you in that direction, even though we can't, you know, take
you
straight to, yeah,
can't put you
to
in the
Chicago.
Boat.
Yeah.
Right, right. Can't take you to Chicago.
Yeah.
Can't put you in a big oldsmobile.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Short of it.
Yeah. And then I think her stories also are just, you know, like I remember the mean nuns that, you know, like,
yeah. Catholic,
like that I've encountered. Yeah.
Girl,
like,
yes.
I remember all of these things and I think our audiences will too. And so it's also a celebration of, you know, what it's like to be a kid in the Latino community and growing up and dealing and being a girl,
right.
and all the tricky stuff that gets thrown your way.
Now, your shows are September 22nd through October 2nd, and we should warn people now. They always sell out.
Yeah. I mean, well, when we did Esperanza Rising, we had great crowds that first weekend, and then word of mouth got out. And then we had lines for the second weekend. And so people didn't get to see it because we only do two weekends. So, yes.
Be foretold.
Yes. Yeah.
Forewarned.
Yes.
Say.
Yeah. Get there if you can to get the tickets because we last year with Esperanza, I'm not last year, I'm sorry, year before, we sold out. And it was really sad to have to turn people away, but we only have so much seats, and the Wise Family Theater got smaller because we had the renovation.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so it's a little bit smaller. It's a beautiful new space, new chairs, super comfy. But it's a great new space. But we did lose some seats. So
even more foretold.
Yeah.
And you can actually purchase them in advance at
yes.
Ticketmaster.
Yes,
so
you
know House on Mango Street is coming, mm-hmm. and you know it's going to be performed. You've got a couple of daytime performances. Is that right?
We do. The October 2nd and September 25th are the 2:30 matinees.
And other than that, they're at 7:30 p.m.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
So make plans. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. I have been one of those people that has been stuck outside after, and it's very, very sad. So we know this is a big one. House on Mango Street is coming here to UTEP at the Fox Fine Arts. Mm-hmm. And Rebecca is directing it. Congratulations on another good one.
Thank you.
We invite you all to buy your tickets. The show is going to happen September 22nd through October 2nd. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster right now. And today my guest has been Becky Rivas. Break a leg.
Thank you, Marina. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.